Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
And we're here at the Kentucky State Fair. You know, we talked with our friend Jim Bob Outland a few minutes ago about all the things under the Kentucky Commodity Tent, including sweet corn, which is always delicious, but something brand new this year. Mark Pohl, am I correct?
Yes. Yep, Mark Pohl.
Mark, you guys are bringing something new to the Kentucky State Fair this year. In fact, it's so, got some excitement because I heard talk about it last night before we ever got to the fair. Tell us what you got at the fair this year.
Yeah, so this year we have a partnership with the Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association, and we're highlighting the use of wheat in our cookies. So my company's called Sweet Buckets Cookies, and we do cookies by the bucket. So chocolate chip, you can get them in a bucket of 40 cookies, and get a little cone of about 10 cookies, and we have milk as well to go with it. The perfect pairing.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. So tell me, how'd you get interested in cookies? Why do you make cookies?
Yeah, so I went to undergrad at West Point, and when I was there, I was involved with Officers Christian Fellowship, and there was an officer whose wife made cookies for the cadets all the time, and I just fell in love with these cookies, and she taught me to make them my senior year. So for the last 10-plus years, I've been tweaking with and messing around with this recipe to try to perfect it and just love it. So, happy to be here and be able to support, you know, Kentucky agriculture.
And, of course, obviously, add a little milk in there. Nothing wrong with a little milk, is it?
Oh, no, it's perfect. Prairie Farms milk, that chocolate milk I had this morning, I tried it. It was 5 a.m., but it did not feel like 5 a.m. after that chocolate milk. It was delicious.
Everybody likes a good cookies and milk break in the afternoon, don't they?
Of course. I mean, everyone comes into the tent, and they go to the Cattlemen's Association, the Corn Shack, or the poultry people here, and they get their lunch, and they come back, and they get their bucket of cookies, or go over to Rowlett's and get their milk and their ice cream.
How's the fair been for you so far? This is your first day here. Pretty good?
First day at the fair. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a long, hot day, but I'm excited. I feel like it's going pretty well and can't complain, so I'm really happy to be here.
So this cookie recipe, can you tell any secrets about it, or what makes your good cookie?
I cannot share any secrets, sadly. That I even wrote on the recipe in the tent, confidential. But we make the dough right here on site, so we're not making frozen dough or anything. We're making it here on site, and we're using, you know, butter and eggs and real ingredients, and, you know, making it like grandmama used to.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Cookies and milk at the Kentucky State Fair, and obviously people need to come out and say, and you're doing that to kind of share the message of the Kentucky small grain growers too, right?
Yeah, you know, they've been a great partner for us, you know, allowing us to be here and helps, you know, spread the word about, you know, wheat and small grains especially. So it's a huge part of Kentucky's agriculture, and so I'm glad to be here to represent them.
Just shows you some good things you can make with wheat, right?
Yeah, I mean, wheat is a significant amount of our products, but is definitely the backbone of our cookies. So, you know, really, really thankful for that.
He won't tell you what's in it, but he'll tell you it's good, right?
Oh, it's good. I can't tell you what's in it, but it's all legal. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Jim Bob came in. Some of his crew came back with a bucket of cookies a while ago, and that bucket of cookies was gone in no time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we can spread the love here in the tent and, you know, share the joy.
The crazy thing is, Jim Bob, I'm not sure if Jim Bob even got one.
Did you get one, Jim Bob? I don't even know.
I barely got one.
Yeah, he showed me the bucket. Next thing I know, it was over in the tent, and it was gone. that's a good sign, isn't it?
It is. I mean, everyone here in the tent is really friendly, and they brought over some lemonade. I was like, here, you got to take some cookies back, and I'm glad they enjoyed them.
Mark, good luck. Hope you have a great fair this year. Cookies and milk at the Kentucky State Fair. Love it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.